Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Seches Bava Kama, on Daf Samch Vov Omer Aleph. We saw that Machlokes Rishonim, but according to Rashi, there's a din of Hafrosha by Reishis Hagez. One separates the shearings for the Kohen, there's a mitzvah in the Etzem Hafrosha, even before giving it to the Kohen. And then by doing this hafrasha, by doing this separation, it becomes mom and coin. According to this, it would emerge that immediately when he does the hafrasha, he's already mekayim the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. And the other tzemer, the rest of the tzemer, becomes potter. And if the tzemer that he separated gets lost, he's not going to be chayiv b'achrayas like we pass in the gabe truma. And if a person was mafish truma, then it gets lost, he's not chayiv b'achrayas. Seches b'kurim perik beis mishnah dalet. Nam yesh l'tmoa. We have a tmiya from what it says in the Tosefta and Chulin, perik yud halocha aleph. Ketuv sham hamafish geiz tzaynai v'ovad chayiv b'achrayus. If somebody separates his shearings and it gets lost, he's responsible. And those give blank in Rambam, Bikurim 10:8. Shulchan Aruch Yeredeh Shalek Simen Hei. The Kesef Mishnah explains, V'tayim Shem Duchsi Bein Asina. Lo Miftarat Sheyitein Lo, says Mevuah Lehedya. That if it gets lost, if the Tzemer gets lost, then he's Chayv Bachor Yusai. We have to understand, Maishna Tumeh, that there's a mitzvah of flush, and therefore if you lose it, you're not chayv b'achrayus, you're not responsible. And yet here we are, you are responsible. And the Torah writes, one is sina. V'chumah reishis hagez, reishis degon chasi roish chavitzarecha, reishis geitzon chatiten. Oh, it's the same pasuk. So how can they have different dinim? So we've been learning through Bava Kama with the shiurim of Moreno Hagoyim, Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Siyata Dishmaya. So he answers as follows. Shema shekatuv b'toisefta, that you chayiv b'achrayus reishis hagez, it doesn't mean that you have to pay money to the Kohen. It means that you have to separate once again from the tzemer that remains. And the explanation is that even though the hafrasha is chal in reishis hagez, nevertheless, he is not mekayim the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez when he does have frasha. The frasha is chal on the Reishis Hagez, but he's not mekayim the mitzvah yet. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah, he has to give it to the kohen, because the Torah says mefurish titein lo, mesina mamish. And therefore, even though that it says Reishis Hagez, Reishis Hagez soncha titein lo. So even though he was already mafresh the Reishis Hagez once, he asked me mafresh another time in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, now that he's not chayv achrayas b'tshuma, it gets lost. It is not because he was already mekayim the mitzvah's nesina b'afreshasa, but rather that it's not shaykh to be mafresh an additional tshuma from what remained. Sharei miyad k'shu mafresh the shirayim rachulim metukanim, and therefore there's not shaykh to be mafresh tshuma. When it comes to Reishis Hagez, he just has to be mafresh again because he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah. But by truma, there's nothing left to be mekayim because the rest became chulin. After he did the hafrash, everything else became chulin. There's nothing to be mafresh. As lefi zeh yotzei sheladas Rashi, im tzava rak et hatzemer sheyfrish, if the person only did tzviya on the tzemer that he was mafrish, he's not going to become potter from Reishis Hagez. But even though he was kohen b'shinui, like we saw in Rashi, that when he colors it, he's kohen b'shinui, this tzemer. So even though he's kohen b'shinui, nevertheless, he still hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez by giving it, nesinas Reishis Hagez. And he's going to have to be mafrish again in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. If so, that do we see in the Mishnah, Shim tzavat et sema niftar me reishis hagez. That's dafka ba'ofen shetzavat et sema. It has to be that he colored the tzemer. What tzemer? All the tzemer. So dafka boyfen shetzavat kol tzemer. He was tzoveh all the tzemer, then it's kind of all of it b'shinui. But if he was only tzoveh a part of the tzemer, if he only covered part of the wool that he sheared, so he still has to give. He still has to be a kind of miss of Nesina. Only if he was tzoveh, only if he covered all the tzemer, then there's nothing left to give because he was kind of everything b'shinui. Just we have a kasha that we learned in the earlier shiur that he's pater mereishis hagez ledas Rashi u'mishum shekona es hatzemer me'akoyhanim b'shinui. It's because he acquired the tzemer from the Kohanim with a shinui. So that's nicha legabe the tzemer, that he was mafrish, that it became mamon hashevet, and it's kona b'shinui. But the rest of the tzemer that was never mamon hashevet, how can you be kona b'shinui? Say that he made a shinui, but he was never kona b'shinui, because it wasn't mamon hashevet that now he's kona. It's mashu po lo muvan. How could it be that now he's putter? He's sovei the tzemer. What did we say? We said that now he's putter from giving this tzemer as reishis hakeis. Why? Because he's kona b'shinui. Say that that's what he was mafrish. It became mamon hashevet according to Rashi, and now he's sovei. So now it becomes his. But if he's soveh all the tzemer, that never became mamon hashevet. So he should be chayv to give that to the kohen, the other tzemer. And yet the Mishnah says that he's pater. He doesn't have to give. If he's soveh, he doesn't have to give the tzemer to the kohen. And we said it's talking about we would surveil all the tzemer, because there's nothing left to give. There's something left to give, he has to give it. Shabbat, we would surveil all the tzemer. Say there, he would surveil all the tzemer, that's terrific. But he wasn't kona the rest. Only if he was mafrish, he was kona. He became, when he was mafrish, it became mamon hashevet. And now, it becomes his mamon. But what was never mamon hashevet, how was he kona it? And Mimele, he should have to give that to the Kohen, the rest of the Tzemer. As anachnu miganu l'shokat ha-shvura. As Nara lomar, shegam Rashi modeh, shema shepatur mereishis ha-geiz, b'tzemer ha-nishal, u'mishum shemeachar shenishtana ha-tzemer, harei ze nechshav k'dover acher, u'poka mimenu mitzvas reishis ha-geiz. Even according to Rashi, Rashi's Maideh, that he's pater from Reishis Hagez and the Tzemer that remains, it's because since the Tzemer was changed, it's something else and there's no longer a mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, as is the Sheet of Tosis, as we saw in the previous shir. We said that after coloring it, it's not Reishis Hagez Sonecha. So Rashi will agree to that. Just Rashi holds that this svara is not effective. Legabe hatzemer shekvar hifrish. Shemeachar sherashi sover. Shekvar nasa momen hashevet ha'idei afroshe. Rashi holds that this svara is not valid with regard to the tzemer that he was already mafrish. Since Rashi holds it already becomes Mamon Hashevet HaYafrosh, it's not the moment of the Bailim. It's not effective that he was to be Mafkia Mitzvah Nesina. Shereen HaTzemer Sheachlov Gezel U'Biyadai. And therefore we have to say that the Bailim HaKoin of the Tzemer B'Shinui. So Kumto is like this. That what he was Mafrish, that's Mamon Hashevet. And then when he was Soivea, he's Koin of B'Shinui. And when he's tovea the rest of the tzemer, so that's not reishis geis sonf anymore. It's not the four shearings, because it's different. Four shearings are not ktsova tzavua, and this is tzavua. Therefore, he doesn't have to give anything. It would appear that b'das Rashi, fima shibialnu b'Rashi, afshar liyashev et kushat ha-tosfot b'sugya shelanu. Tosfos asks, from what it says later on, gozas rishon, rishon v'tzavoy ein mitztarif. Meaning like this, that in the Mishnah and Chulin it says that if a Jew is tzoveh the tzemer, reishis hageis, so he's parted from giving it to the kohen, since he's kind of a shinui. And this din is talking about a case where even if he was goizeh the tzemer of chamesh v'cheilos, of five goats, that's the shear that he's mischayv bereishis hageis. Nevertheless, he's pater when he's tzoveh the tzemer. And the question is, if even when you are goizeh the tzemer, shear shel chamesh v'cheilos, in other words, he takes tzemer of five v'cheilos and he colors it, so he doesn't have to give it to the kohen. So why then does it say in the Gemara and Sadi Gimel Amud Beis that if he was goizeh each rechela umiyad savata tzemer, he's pater from giving it to the kohen? Because what does it have to be that he was only did it each rechela individually? He was goizeh each rechela individually. So the Gemara says he's pater. Why does it say such a case? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me, even if he was tzoveh five rechelos and he's mischayev in reishis hageis, he's still pater. That's the kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos answers that the Hassan afilu tzav a miktzas v'inich miktzas pater. Afilu ma shelo tzav a shelo chol avchi reish tagez kem shem mitztanif. Avalach shegoz kishir et tchila. And it's chayev lekoin daf katzav a kula pater aval inich miktzas ma shinir chayev av pishem bo shiur shekvar mitchayev. In other words, Tosfos answers the chiddush is that when he was gozeis each rechela individually and was soveya, even if he wasn't soveya everything, just a little bit of the tzemer, and the rest he wasn't. Nevertheless, he's pater from giving the whole thing. He pater on all of it. Since this tzemer did not yet have a chiyuv of reishis hageis, so he was goizeis rechela one, and he would soveh a little bit of the tzemer, rechela two, so each time he's pater, because there's no tzeirif, since he was soveh part of it. But in the Mishnah Chulin, where he was goizeis the tzemer, b'shir shel chamesh rechelos, he was ready mischayv to give it to the kohen, then only if he's tzoveh all the tzemer, then he's pater. But if he was tzoveh part of it, then he's going to have to give the part that's not tzavua, since he already has a chi of nesina. Ad kan medivrei atosfot. So it would appear that the kash of Tosfos is the shitasim. They hold that your pater renewed tzaveh all the tzemer is because it's considered kedavar acher when you tzaveh it's something else. In other words, Tosfos is understanding the shitasim that when you tzaveh it's considered something else, not that you're kohen b'shinui, but that it's considered something else, it's considered a davar acher. That's the pshat. And as we explained in the previous shir, that the Gemara is trying to say that just like a shinui patras the bialim for the mitzvah reishis hageis, because the tzemer is something else, So too a Goslin, when there's a Shinui, is also going to be Pater. We were saying to the Griz, the famous Griz that everyone talks about. Akopanim, Tosis is asking the Shitasim, that they hold that that when you were Tzoveh all the Tzemer, the reason you're Pater is because it's considered Davar Acher, and therefore you don't have any mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. And therefore Tosfos says, so what's the difference? Why does it say if you're a Goyz is Rishon Rishon? And you're a Tzoveya, you're Pater. Halo afilu im kvar gazaz et kol atzemer. Even if your Goyz is all the Tzemer, you should be able to be mafkia the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez by being Goyz is. Why does it say only God? Tosfos holds this because you made a Shinui. So if you make a Shinui, what does it matter if you made a Shinui when you did it one by one, or you made the Shinui after you did all five? So that's why Tosis asked the Kasha, you could tell me a bigger Kiddush, even after, why one by one, even if you did it after all five? And well, why can you tell me a Kiddush if after all five, when you're already Mischayev in... Why tell me you're chayv if you did it one by one? Tell me bigger chiddush. Tell me you did all five together. The Gemara later on says if your goyz is rishon rishon, why say rishon rishon? If you did all five together, you've already mischayv. Now it's a different zach. That's Tosis asking l'shitasam. However, according to Rashi, it's not shver at all. Because according to Rashi, the reason you're pater im savat kolat semer is not only because pakam imenu mitzvahs reishis hagez shari at semer shehifrish kvar nasa mamon koin begezel ubi yaday. The reason you're pater for your tzaveh all the semer is not only because you no longer have a mitzvah reishis hagez, because the semer that you were mafrish is mamon koin and it's gezel ubi yaday. The reason you're pater in the Tzemer Shehifrish is because you're a kohen of the Tzemer Bishinu. You did the Hafrasha. Now Mamon Kohen, but now you're kohen with the Tzemer, with the Tzviya. So this person is considered Mazik Matnas Kuhuna. He doesn't have to pay because it's considered Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, like we spoke about in the previous year. And according to this, the Gabe the Tzemer that he was Mafrish, he's still going to have to pay the Mamon L'Shevet HaKuhuna Latzis Yidei Shamayim. We brought earlier from the Tosis and Chulin. It lots of Sidei Shemaim, he's going to have to pay. But if he was Goizei's Rishon Rishon, and then he was Soveya, then Pakam Yemenu Mitzis Reishis Hagez Lagamre. Even lots of Sidei Shemaim. Because the Tzemer is something else. So for the Kash of Tosis, the price was Machadish Rishon Rishon. And he was severe that he's Pater Lagamri. Hashem came in our Sigya where he was so the Goyzei's all five. So he's still Chayv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. Because according to Rashi, he did the mitzvah of Afrasha. Mele, now he's Chayv Benesina. This is Mamon Koin. It's Mamon Hashem, but it's Ein Lo Tovim, so he's Pater. But he's still Chayv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. That's only if he was already Mischayv. But if he was Goyzei's one by one, then he's Pater Lagamri. That's the Chiddush. Tosis doesn't learn that way. Tosis learns it's because he made a Shinui. So it's because he made a Shinui, and therefore it's not Reishis Hagez anymore. So what does it matter if he was already Mischayev? He wasn't Mischayev. Doesn't matter. There's nothing to be Mekayim Reishis Hagez with anymore. So why tell me if he did it one by one, it's a bigger Chiddush, even if he did all five together? That's Tosis Kasha. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that once you're mafresh it belongs to the coin. So if you're mafresh from five rechelos, now it's mamon coin. Mamon coin, he was soveh, he's chayv latzis yidei shamayim. And the chesh v'asig is that if it's one by one, then he's not chayv at all. Because he made a shinui, and never became mamon coin. It's not reishis hagez anymore, he's pater legamre. So let me say, shel rashi, ma shepatur mereishis hagez, keshetzoveh atzat semer, ze mechamat shnei ta'amim shonim, according to rashi, kum tois, that there are two different reasons that he's pater. Number one, because he acquires the tzemer from the Kohanim Bishinui. That's the tzemer that he was already mafrish. And number two, that if he changed the tzemer and it's considered something else, Paka mimeno mitzvahs reishis hageis, not geis sonecha anymore. And that's shayach only in the tzemer that remains after that fresh. The tzemer from before that he was mafresh, belongs to the kohen. And the reason he's pater is he's kona b'shinu. And what comes afterwards, he's pater because it's not reishis geis sonecha anymore. With this, we could be miyashev, the meiri. Shari katava meiri lekaman beperek hagoizel. Daf tzadikim olam mutbeis dibur amaschu libun ze. He writes as follows: libun ze shamarnu linyan gzeila b'tzemer shushinu yir misug yezu shaf b'libun levadu. Af al pishelo nafza biyad v'lo sakra b'sorka b'masrik. Lo livna begofris, el libun b'mayim levad, v'wanikra kan chivra chivrui, v'lin resh sagei zeinu shine af beniputz osiru ko libun begofris. So we see from this Meiri, that even though the gazlin is koinet semer, that he was goizel, b'libun b'lvad, just by whitening it, with water, Libun b'mayim, he's koinet. Nevertheless, lenin reishis hageiz, it's not a shinui. And the question is, maishna reishis hageiz mi gazlan? By a gazlan, libun is considered a shinui. But gabe reishis hageiz, it's not considered a shinui, maishna. It would appear that the Meiri is going with Shitas HaTesvis, that the reason he's patur with Semer Shetzavo is not midin shinui koine, but rather since nishtana kolkach nechshav ledavar acher upanim chadashos ba'olakan. The reason you're patur when you colored it is because it's panim chadashos. It's a nayazach. It's not geiz soinecha. And for this reason, you need a big shinu. Libun isn't enough. As far as gazlan being koni, you don't need such a big shinu. Shinu koni is learned from asher gazal and kein shagazal yachzir. So any type of shinu is enough. It's not kein shagazal. So shinu katan like libun is enough. So that's all the meiri gait mechita satesvis. The word is that it's a different zach, a different thing when you were tzoveya. So is libun different? It's a slight difference, but it's not a major difference. And therefore, when it comes to gezel, all you need is a slight difference because it's not kein shegezel anymore. And when it comes to being different than by reishis hageiz, that you don't have to give it to the kohen anymore. They need a major difference. Isn't considered a major difference. However, the Meiri in Chulin 138a. Writes lo hispik lit no lo achit sevo pater mireshis hagez hoil vitzovan achar hagiza shekonan bishinui vareu kemazik matnois kuhuna shehu pater afilu meachzor as domim mipnei shu mamun shein lo toivim. So the Meiri is very clear here that he's going bishita srashi. He says that he's kone bishinui. And he's mazik manis kahuna, because he's koneh. Not because it's not considered reishis hageiz, it's because he's mazik manis kahuna, because he's koneh. That's Rashi. That's why you don't have to pay, because it's yours. You're koneh b'shinui. Nimtza kumtois. Shedivrei ha-meiri sasron ha-dodi. The Meiri in Bava Kama is going with the Shita of Tesis, that the reason you're koneh is because it's a different tzemer. Different tzemer, you don't have to give to the koneh. It's not reishis hageiz anymore. And in Chulin, he's going with Rashi that it's because you're kone. But if we learn in Shitat Rashi, it's possible to yeshev et astira b'divrei ha-meiri, sh'arei kvar learn that if Rashi adin sheshinu ikone moil rak l'gabei atzemer shehifrish. When Rashi says shinu is kone, that's only you're already mafrish. You're mafrish. You make a shinu in your kone. But That you're patur to be mafresh a second time from the tsemer that remains is because if you were tsoveya it, if you colored it, it's a davar acher, nishtanta ayidei tsviya. So therefore, according to this, we can say that the me'iri in perek ha'goyzel holds that you need a major difference, a major change, and it's not enough to have a minor change. It's talking about tsemer shenisha la'achar ha'afrasha. It's talking about tsemer that remains after the separation. When the Miri says you mean a major difference, it's talking about tsemer that remained after the separation. There's no din of shinui kone. There you need a major change in order that it should be considered something else. But the Miri in Chulin is talking about the tsemer you're already mafrish. Becomes mamon kohen. There's a din of shinui kone, and that libunim there is enough, like we said. And when it comes to gzelo, you need a slight change to make it, it's not kein shegazel. Now it's very good. The Meir reads legamre with Rashi. In Bava Kama, Tzadi Gimel, the Meir, when he says that you need a major change, because it has to be a different type of tzemer, as we understood the Meiri, it has to be a different type of tzemer, you need a major change. He's talking about the tzemer that remains. So that's a different tzemer, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. And the Meiri in Chulin, it says that a minor change is enough. Because any shinu koine, any type of shinu, which I mean even libun should be enough. He's talking about the tzemer that you're already mafrish. That's like the din of gezel, that the reason you're kohen is because you make a shinui, and any shinui is enough, even a slight shinui. When it comes to needing a major shinui, that's in the remaining tzemer. But there, it's not an inyan that you're kohen because you can't be kohen, it's still yours. But there, the inyan is it's not the same tzemer that you started with, so it's not reish's gaze. It's not your first shearings, it's something different. For that, you need a major change. But what you already gave to the kohanim, there you need a minor change, al shinui kohen. My Ravi Rabbi said, what can I tell you? So we mamish have chidushim agabe chidushim in this year. Learning Shitas Rashi that there's a fresh Bereshis Hagez. Then we saw the Tosefta, the Yechayev Ba'achrayus. We said, what's Pshat Yechayev Ba'achrayus? You're already mafresh according to Rashi. The answer is Yechayev Ba'achrayus. You did your mitzvah afrashi, but you didn't give it to him yet. You still have to make the mitzvah of Nisina. So it comes out that according to Rashi, the only way you're going to be patur legamre is if you're tzoveh all the tzemer. And what you already mafresh, you're not patur because you're a kohen b'shinui. And what you weren't yet mafresh is mafresh you know, like tosis because it's something else, it's something different. We saw that Tosis asked the Kasha only the Shitasim, the difference between one by one and all five together. Because Tosis holds the same thing. It's a different type of tzemer. So what does it matter if it's one or all five together? But Rashi holds there's a difference because if it's all five together that you were goizes, then you're ready mischayiv to give it to the Kohen. And Memela, even if you were... Even if you were mafresh and you would tzaveh that, so you still have to, even if you were tzaveh lemaisa everything, but there's still a mitzvah latzis yidei shemayim. That's only if you did all five together, then there's a mitzvah latzis yidei shemayim, but not if you did it one by one, then you're never mischayv in the first place. So we saw according to Rashi, there are two reasons you're part of Rashi Sagez. You were kohen b'shinui, where you're ready mafresh, and then the rest because it's not the reishis geis sanecha because it's a different semer. And with that, we are miyashiv the meiri. One place says you need a major shinui for reishis geis. Another place only a minor shinui for reishis geis. Any type of shinui. So he said that's kashitas Rashi. When he says you need a minor shinui, it's talking about where you're already mafresh. And you're shikona b'shinui, like any gzeil, it's not kein shegazel. When he talks about a major shinui, it's what remains. That has to be something different than the original wool. אוקיי, כפי שאמרתי, הדברים ממש משמחים מאוד. ויש לנו מוירי ורבויסי הרבה הרבה מה ללמוד ביחד. אני מקווה שתעשו לי טובה עצומה וגדולה עד מאוד, ותשארו עימי, ונראה המשך נפלאות רבות גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם. ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מורי ורבויסי.